This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
By the way, one of the better Terrible Joke Tuesdays we've had in a while, so thank you all for your submissions.
That was funny.
They were good.
Those were good today.
There was a late submission. Do we want it?
Yeah, we're always good for one more.
You know, my friend Jack talks to vegetables.
Yeah?
That's right. Jack and the beans talk.
Wow.
That's cool. Awesome.
Come on.
That one's good.
New Haven, Connecticut police said a baby seal somehow flopped its way into the middle of the Connecticut city on Sunday.
I saw this.
Creating a small traffic jam and quite the stir in the process. The seal, this is according to the police department, the seal was found at Chapel Street and East Street after being called in by a passerby at roughly 2:20 on Sunday. The caller reported that it might be injured. Officers stayed with him until he was eventually transferred to Mystic Aquarium for rehabilitation. By the way, the baby seal was miles inland.
Miles.
Several.
Okay, so that's going to be a scavenger hunt or some teenagers or some drunk college kids that thought, let's take a seal in town. Don't you think?
It went upriver, I assume.
I don't know.
No, it was inland.
I don't know how far away. New Haven, I think, is on the coast, but it was in the city.
I mean, they don't walk very well.
What do they sound like?
They don't really have feet. There's no way that thing got 2 miles inland by, what, the Uber?
Probably not.
We're here, Grandma.
Do what? I heard two voices. I only got the ability to hear one. Okay. New York Post, a Polish woman has doubled down on her claim that she is Madeleine McCann. Julia Wendelt, who also goes by Julia Wendell, has alleged that a new set of DNA test results strongly support her theory that she is related to the missing British child's father, Jerry McCann. The 23-year-old garnered global attention in 2023 after she created the Instagram account at I Am Madeleine McCann, where she questioned whether she was the three-year-old who vanished on a family vacation in Portugal in 2007.
At what point is this harassment?
Is this the same woman who,
I think it is,
who they found in 2023 or something didn't do it, or several years ago, or not didn't do it, but wasn't Madeleine McCann?
But you realize when they did that DNA test, they ran that family right back through the ringer, because for one moment they thought, is it possible? And it wasn't. I think this woman's a loon.
Mm-hmm. Is this like a JonBenet? It's never going to be solved.
Yeah. Yeah.
And why did they leave her alone in that hotel or whatever it was?
They just ran downstairs to grab dinner, and there were three children in the room.
Like sit-down dinner, or they were pick-up?
Like a sit-down dinner in the hotel. I know, but Scott, like, you know, you let's say you had like a 14-year-old and a 10-year-old and a 3-year-old, and you turn on a movie and you go, you are not to leave this room. We're going to run down and have dinner. It probably wouldn't be my thing, but most, there are parents out there that would feel safe doing that.
Yeah, they're called free range. He was story here out of West Virginia. He was detained for improper hand display, but the driver argues it was not. Corey Lambert, a commercial truck driver, is suing over the actions of two police officers in Martinsburg, West Virginia. He claims they ignored his First and Fourth Amendment rights by pulling him over and detaining him without valid cause. It was in February of 2023 when Corey Lambert passed a police cruiser and raised his middle finger at the officers inside. Two officers immediately pulled him over. One walked up to Lambert's personal pickup and asked if the gesture was supposed to signal his direction.
Trouble Angle, Martin City Police Department. What's the middle finger? Is that a certain hand signal that you got to give away?
Is that why you pulled?
Yes, driver's license, registration, proof of insurance. Improper hand display.
Registration. Hand display.
If I have to say it one more time to provide me with the documents, I'm going to place you under arrest.
Under arrest for what?
He then rips the door open and pulls him out of the vehicle while saying a word that we cannot play on the air.
Okay.
We have so many different places we could take this discussion. Let's start with the middle finger. Frowned upon? Yes. Bad idea?
Yes.
Absolutely. Police probably are not going to like it if you flip the bird.
Mm-hmm.
Arrest worthy? Scott?
He was in his personal vehicle, by the way, a pickup truck, not his commercial truck that he was driving. He ended up in jail for 3 days and lost his job.
Could not post the cash only bond.
That's topic B. I do not think you can or should be arrested for the one finger wave.
I agree.
Now, I don't know that it necessarily falls under free speech rights, but what they're trying to argue is it was an improper hand signal, as if he were signaling on a bicycle that I'm turning or slowing down.
Which, by the way, hand signals do not work when you're in a vehicle with turn signals and whatnot. Those are specifically designated for people on motorcycles.
This story, Sam, actually goes on to say that hand signals are to be used in that state.
Really?
When your signals don't work. Oh, like, if your left turn signal is broken, like everyone's around here seems to be, if your left turn signal is legitimately broken, you can hand signal. What they're trying to say is, we arrested you for an improper hand signal. That's not an improper hand signal. Well, he was flipping you off.
Yeah, let's quit dancing with the wrong girl. He was not, they're looking for, you know, and we sometimes get accused of being too pro-police on this show. Not on this topic. They know full well that he was not
that was
doing.
That's not an improper hand signal.
You guys just let you know I'm turning left. Hey, did you see that, Bob? He's turning left.
Don't believe that's the proper signal.
Oh, he turned right, so that's improper. He was giving you the bird. He was making a statement. He apparently doesn't like police. That's fine. In this country, you don't have to like the police. And you do have the right, I would argue, to let them know that. But to say that you need to see driver's license, registration, proof of insurance, because I gave a, quote, improper, traffic display, hand display.
Oh, it was a display, all right.
You know that I was not telling you which way I was going. I was telling you where I think you should go.
It is considered protected speech under the First Amendment, and I do believe the Supreme Court has ruled you can flip off a police officer.
You can. Now, I want to be clear.
You shouldn't.
Are you inviting drama? I've been using those words a lot lately. We could all, every single person listening, do a better job at monitoring the drama that we create, the unnecessary drama we create in our lives. And this is absolutely Exhibit A. Did he have to do that? No. Is he inviting drama?
Is it
drama?
Exhibit A or Exhibit 1?
It's really one, a big old one, or sometimes two. I mean, then you're taking your hand off the wheel, and they probably do have probable cause to pull you over. I think he's going to win.
I do too.
I mean, the whole side topic of being in jail 3 days on something so stupid that leads to a job loss is also infuriating.
Ripped him out of his vehicle. And by the way, there were a couple cuts in there, so that wasn't the full length of that transaction between the two. but it was pretty immediate, like within minutes between them walking up to the window, him saying, why did you pull me over? And them saying, get out of the blanking car.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of wrong on both sides. He should not have given the cops the middle finger. Does he have the right? Yes, he does.
Does it make it right?
No.
And it may be an unreasonable seizure under the Fourth Amendment.
Well, that's what he's alleging, is that they violated his First and Fourth Amendment rights.
Yeah, this is pretty much settled law in other courts.
These police officers, with respect, need to grow some thicker skin. You got flipped off. Okay, buddy. You know, let it go. What cause are you furthering by pulling him over and being offended that somebody, God forbid, gave you the middle finger? Grow up. 913-586-7798. Gary and the others, hang tight. We'll get with everybody in just a moment. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Truman Engel, Marjorie City Police Department. What's the middle finger? Is that a certain hand signal that you got to give away?
Is that why you pulled?
Yes, driver's license, registration, proof of insurance.
Improper hand display.
Registration.
If I have to say it one more time to provide me with the documents, I'm going to place you under arrest.
Under arrest for what?
All right, get in here, people. Telephone number is 913-586-7798. We're talking about this. I believe he did file a lawsuit, yes. Corey Lambert from West Virginia, he's an over-the-road truck driver. But in this case, he was not in his truck. Well, he was in his truck, but not his 18-wheeler. He was in his pickup truck. And Corey Lambert was driving down the road in Martinsburg, West Virginia. And he was passing two cops in one car. And they obviously looked over at him. He looked at them. And he gave them the middle finger. They pulled him over, said, show us your driver's license, all the other stuff.
And is that finger supposed to represent a specific hand signal, sir?
They accused him of an improper hand display, to which he said, no, I was just doing this. I was giving you the middle finger. They ended up arresting him when he
admitted it. Not that you have to admit something like that. He clearly flipped the bird. When asked, were you trying to show a hand signal? He said, no, I flipped the bird because I wanted to.
They also, once they got him in the cruiser, apparently ignored his repeated questions about the reason for his arrest. At that point, the officer turned off his body cam audio.
Well, then that's a problem. There's problem number two. Problem number one is the arrest. Problem number two is you turn off the body camera.
It says here the officers, they still have the video, but they turned off the audio of the camera.
Can't do that.
You see the officers engage in some sort of additional discussion. They searched Lambert's truck. They took a cigarette break, but the footage recorded zero sound during that time. He was in jail for 3 days. He had a $1,200 cash-only bond. He couldn't pay it. He lost his job as an over-the-road trucker.
State law dictates that West Virginia motorists must make correct hand and arm signals to indicate their movements on the road if they aren't using a vehicle's turn signals. In the police report, officers confirmed that Lambert was not indicating his direction of travel, that, quote, he was simply giving me the middle finger. They still determined the gesture was a municipal violation. I strongly disagree with that.
Even if it were a municipal violation, is that grounds for arrest and being ripped from your vehicle?
It's certainly not grounds for being put in jail for 3 days. Now, the company is going to say, yes, we fired him because he missed work for 3 days. However, we also cannot tolerate our employees having disrespect to our first response. You know, the company is going to CYA and say that we are pro-law enforcement and, you know, we do not want our drivers, even in their personal cars, behaving that way toward our officers.
But was he a representative of the company?
He was not, but you and I could be fired as doing flipping the bird on our own time.
Yes, but we also have public positions. He does not, and I think that would protect him. Gary in North Kansas City. Gary, hello.
Hi, I love you. Love the show.
Thank you.
Does it say anywhere in the story if he extended his arm out the window
or if he was inside, or was his hand in the window?
Well, it was in early February. My guess is that the window was not rolled down, but it doesn't say.
Well, so hand signals are only hand signals if you extend your arm out the window, because I still know what they are. I don't use them. I don't need to, but I still know them. But yeah, a hand signal has to be extended out the window. I got a feeling they just made this guy rich enough he's not going to have to worry about losing his job.
It's possible. Very possible. But if I'm not mistaken, one of you two said that more often than not, state law only makes it a hand signal if you don't have blinkers on your car. And he was obviously not indicating a change of direction. Even the police officer in their report said he was not changing his direction.
Even the officers say that's not what he was doing. Can you imagine today in Kansas City, if for some reason your blinkers didn't work, the law saying you've got to stick your arm out to signal your intention? I'm just driving straight until I hit a wall.
Do you know the proper signals?
I do.
Was this one if you turn, that's, like you're saying?
This is turning right.
Like you raise your hand to swear on the Bible?
Well, if you're in a vehicle, it's different than if you're on a motorcycle. No,
that's correct. If you're on a motorcycle, you're supposed to use your right arm, if I'm not mistaken.
No, your left arm.
Is it always your left arm? So this is turning right. This is turning left.
Yep.
This is slowing down or stopping.
Yep.
And this means go blank yourself.
That's right. That one is universal.
It could be the left hand or the right hand. I love left hand.
Yeah, there are no rules on that signal. You can use either arm. Tara or both. Tara in Lenexa. Tara, hello. Hi, Tara.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm just relaying a story that happened when I was a kid. I was in the back seat. I was a teenager with my friend, and her parents were driving us to Arkansas. And her dad, I remember, was going 90 miles an hour, and I'm pretty sure the speed limit was 55 at the time. So he got a ticket. But as soon as the cop left the window, and it was hot outside, so I do believe the windows were down, she was cursing, and she turned around, and she flipped the bird, and the cop saw her and just looked at her and turned around and left. But I was embarrassed, appalled, and just beside myself, because I knew my parents would never do anything like that. But the cop didn't do anything about the improper hand signal.
Well, and somebody points out on the text line, Tara, police should be better trained to control their emotions.
Yeah, and when did this start, and where did this come from? Because I had a friend who was driving down around the Westport area, and you know, after a certain hour, some of those streets are closed off. They got turned around, and they ended up at a dead end where the road was closed. They rolled their window down to ask the police officer standing there, how did they get out? And they were yelled at and told that they were going to be removed from their vehicle and arrested if they did not leave immediately. And they were like, that's what I'm trying to do.
Now, man, here's
where
here's,
do I go?
And maybe this is where we rely on former LEO or current LEO, if you want to give a different name or whatever, it's fine. I was always under the impression that if you are arrested, that the police have to tell you under what charge you are facing. I'm arresting you for assault. Or I'm arresting you for drunk driving, or, you know, speeding 150 in a 75. That is why I am placing handcuffs on you, and I'm putting you in the back of another car that you were not earlier driving.
They certainly have to tell you if you ask, why am I being detained?
Yes, why am I being detained? I want an explanation. I'm detaining you. I am depriving you, at least temporarily, of your freedom because ... Now get in the back of the car. Or I'll tighten those cuffs.
I don't think so. I think they searched his car. This was not anywhere near probable cause enough to search that car.
But that's my point. And no. he is in the back of the car before they turn the audio off on the body cam. He is saying, what am I being detained for? And he never gets an answer. And I'm making the argument, if you ask, if they're not legally required, they should be legally required to tell you why your freedom is at least being temporarily taken away from you.
They are, and if they cannot give you a reason, you cannot legally be detained.
913-586-7798. Leroy and the others, hang tight. We do have an open line if you want to grab it at 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A reminder to slow down out there, please.
No doubt.
Will Rogers Turnpike is now closed between the Miami and Missouri state line around Joplin. There are minor injuries reported after a semi crashed.
Yeah, what you said, Miami and Missouri state line.
Carrying bajillions of eggs that are now slippery as snot all over the highway. That's like a $10 million loss, by the way.
It's quite a precious haul. Where's that at? Down by Joplin?
Down by Joplin. Sorry. Yeah, that's a lot of eggs.
And the price just goes higher.
The truck, it's a semi, looks like it has been egged. There's just
well, yolk it has.
Everywhere.
It has. We're talking about Corey Lambert. Sam, let me set this back up, and then if you could play that brief amount of audio before people start using bad words. His name is Corey Lambert. He is suing the city of Martinsburg, West Virginia, either the city itself or the police department, we're not sure which. He claims that police officers violated or ignored his First and Fourth Amendment rights by pulling him over and detaining him. He was driving past the officers and gave them the middle finger. They pulled him over for an improper hand display. Now, I don't think that's accurate. At one point, they do arrest him when he says, what was I pulled over for? And then they finally take him out of the car. Oh, Miami, Oklahoma. Okay, thank you. Got it. And then they put him in the back of the police car. He says, and it's picked up on the body camera of one of the officers, why am I being detained? They don't answer, and then the officer turns off his body camera audio, not the video.
I'm from Martinsburg City Police Department. What's the middle finger? Is that a certain hand signal that you got to give away?
Just that. Is that why you pulled?
Yes, driver's license, registration, proof of insurance. Improper hand display.
Improper registration. Hand display.
If I have to say it one more time to provide me with the documents, I'm going to place you under arrest.
Under arrest for what?
I have a right, do I not, to say, why am I being arrested? What have I done wrong? Let's go to Leroy in North Kansas City, and then we'll get with a former law enforcement officer in just a moment. Leroy, hello.
Hey, guys. How's the warmth doing today?
How's it? What? Beg your pardon?
How's your warmth doing today?
Well, we're inside.
Not existent, but go ahead.
All right. So first, obviously, it's highly disrespectful.
Yep.
Shows that this guy has no morals. And if the cops were to pull him over and waste his time, make him late to dinner, good get back. Ha ha, got you back, I guess. But taking him to jail and all that's a little overreach. But using the middle finger, unfortunately, I believe falls under the First Amendment. Just to say, if I saw a neo-Nazi, I'd definitely give him the middle finger as well, because I have the right to express how I feel, as long as it is not violent or harming anybody. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, I think the cops overstepped in this one.
Well, so, Leroy, I'm going to only disagree with one thing you said. Sure. You said the middle finger, unfortunately, is covered by the First Amendment. I would argue the middle finger, fortunately, is covered by the First Amendment. So are morons who walk around with Nazi flags. So are the idiots at the Westboro Baptist Church. We don't like it. But at least, fortunately, in this country...
You have the right to be an awful person.
Yep. You also have the right...
Unfortunately, yeah.
No, fortunately.
Well, true. I agree with you, fortunately, because at the same coin, that gives everybody else so many other freedoms. So mm-hmm. on the same coin, yes, fortunately, you're right.
Okay. Hey, Leroy, always good to hear your voice. Thank
Wasn't
you,
Larry Flint that said if it protects scumbags like me, it protects
yes.
you too?
Yes. you do not have the right to not be offended. Toby in Lee Summit. Hello, Toby.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well, thank you.
I wanted to say I like the intro music, by the way. It's pretty good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys are great. So, I wanted to weigh in on, so first of all, legality-wise, you can be placed in jail for a misdemeanor charge, which it would be like a ordinance violation, essentially. First off, let me say, I think those cops were on a power trip, it sounds like, and definitely overstepped. They'd be hard-pressed to be able to prove that he was intending to use a hand signal right. and misused a hand signal, in my opinion. But that being said, like being placed in jail, yeah, you can go to jail for a misdemeanor charge. Most of the time, like if you're pulled over and you're cited, when you sign that citation, that's technically them releasing you on what's called a signature bond. So you're not placed on a bond in jail. You're just released on that signature bond saying you'll either have it taken care of or show up to court to take care of it. But you can choose, like an officer could choose to put you, like what the agency I used to work for, we called it a bond schedule. Mm-hmm. And you can choose to place somebody on a bond schedule and place them in jail. They have to post that bond or wait to see a judge for a lesser bond to get out.
But Toby, can you fathom, as a former law enforcement officer, can you fathom a charge for which you would be able to detain and book somebody for giving you the middle finger as a police officer?
No, it's not against law.
But I think, Toby, real quick, wait. Let me piggyback on and then ask a question yep. this way. I think people locally are so just frustrated that people accused of shooting people and really horrible crimes somehow get out yeah. of jail or don't go to jail. And then in this case, it's like, that's what we're going to focus on?
Yeah, absolutely. And I understand that too, for sure. Like I said, in my opinion, it sounds like those officers were on a power trip and basically got their feelings hurt, essentially, and tried to prove a point. Which is not what law enforcement is for. Mm-hmm. I've definitely been flipped off more times than I can count and had worse done to me. And still didn't. I mean, I've had people assault me as an officer and still never press charges on, like never didn't charge them with assault LEO. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all a matter of, you know, the totality of the circumstances. And to me, it sounds like, I mean, I haven't seen the full report or watched the camera footage myself, but it sounds like it was basically just a couple officers on a power trip trying to prove a point.
Yeah.
And they're probably going to get in trouble for it pretty good, I would say.
Toby, thank you for your service. Thank you for your call. Alan in Lee's Summit. Alan, good afternoon. Hello.
How are we doing?
We are doing well. Thank you.
I love your station. I listen to it every day.
Thank you, Alan.
My question is that the police officer actually turned off the sound on the device that is meant for him wearing to protect him and the circumstances involved.
Correct.
Is it legal for him to turn it off?
It would be against department policy. I don't think it's illegal, yeah. But I think you could. It's something for which you could lose your job because, Alan, 9 times out of 10, any police officer is going to tell you this, that body camera and the audio and everything that goes with it saves the officer's hide.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. So my question simply would be, why would he cut it off?
It's not a good look.
Probably because what was coming out of his mouth next, he didn't want you to hear.
Well, the other thing is that the individual that displayed that visual finger there, I think he's had prior problems with the police force.
I don't know that.
To give him that, you know, incident.
Well,
I do think they did go a little far, and it shouldn't have been that far. But
okay, Alan, let me just clear that up and say we don't know if he's had other interactions with the police department, but he clearly
and quite frankly,
is not a fan.
It would not matter.
No, it would
not. In this case, that would not matter.
He is clearly not a fan. By the way, quick correction regarding the eggs that are spilt all over the highway. My bad. It's not Miami, Oklahoma. Apparently down there it's pronounced Miami. It's right next to Missouri.
What?
Miami, Oklahoma, of course.
Miami, Oklahoma.
Miami,
Oklahoma. Yeah, Miami, Oklahoma doesn't, I mean, that doesn't flow.
So it's spelled Miami, Oklahoma, but it's pronounced Miami. And
well,
it's
we
just
have a Nevada, so we're not one to throw stones here, I
Versailles.
Suppose.
And an Arkansas River.
I know.
Can't forget Versailles.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Have you ever done something so dumb that you just have to share it with everybody?
You could have just stopped with it and done something so dumb. Yes, I have.
I recently had to get a new phone case because I am allergic to the plastic around the iPhone. So my daughter said, oh my gosh, Mom, get one of those leather phone cases. It kind of looks like a wallet. And sure enough, my allergy is cleared right up, Scott. My pinky is no longer itching. It's no longer scaling. You know, it's good. And there's a little wallet on the left side. It opens like a little book. Mm-hmm. And there's a little wallet on the left side that holds three or four, driver's license, credit cards, whatever.
Oh, the old phone case wallet. Yep. I love those.
Yep. Love it. So I had the bright idea that I should put something in the wallet because now if I lose my phone, you leave it laying on a restaurant table somewhere, I'm not only losing my phone, I'm losing everything that normally would be in like my purse. I'm losing all of it and is now in this wallet. Everything.
Okay.
So I thought I should put, you know, like a business card in there, which I did. And you want to tell people the problem with this entire thought process, Scott? Yeah, Sam. Sam already knows. What did I write on that a week ago? What did I write?
Well, you wrote, if found, please call. And then you circled the number on the bottom.
Yeah. And why is that problematic?
Don't read the number.
Hang on. Let me look at what her current phone number
is. It's that one.
But if they found it, they would have her phone.
Oh.
So last night,
duh.
I'm looking at that because we were traveling and I go, oh my God, I am so dumb. When I got this wallet, I put a business card in it and thought, you know, this is smart. I even circled, Sam, look, I circled the phone number.
In case they were confused.
If found, right. Please call. Well, they're going to call, and that phone's going to ring that they've got in their hand.
No, it won't.
Hello?
Have you ever
Hello?
Tried calling
Hello?
Your own phone?
Are you there? So, long story short, I need now another business card, and then I need to put, like, your phone number on it, or my son's, or my purse, like, somebody else's number, because they're going to have my phone.
You know, that is one of the major issues with the wallet phone case. And what you need to do is just get a different phone case again and go back to having a separate
and
wallet.
Having an allergy, Sam.
Well, no, you can get wallet. Just a leather phone case that is not a wallet as well.
It's probably smart to do that, but it was very convenient whilst traveling.
I'm going to call myself.
Well, my guess is if someone found it, like at a restaurant, they would use their cell phone to call that number, and then the phone in their hand would ring.
Can't get over it.
I know. I actually put thought into that, Sam. I put a Sharpie to my business card, circled my phone number, and wrote, if found, please call.
Oh. Now, is there space to put like an AirTag in there?
Maybe.
Because then you could do an AirTag and use somebody else's phone to locate the AirTag.
Right. Anyway, pro tip, that is not going to work if you have a phone wallet.
Correct.
Put in someone else's phone number. And by that point, honestly, what percentage of Americans do you think are super honest and would reach out and say, I have your phone, your ID, and your two credit cards?
I most certainly would. Absolutely.
Give me a percentage.
3.
3%?
Oh, wow.
No, it's much higher than
you
that.
You think it's that low? Think it's... No.
Oh, come on. I would think it was 50%. I bet half of Americans would call.
I would like to think it's 70.
I would like to think that, but you asked for my opinion.
You guys are so nice.
If I leave it in a restaurant, like I do believe the server would pick that up and be like, oh my gosh, I'll call this number that's not going to work because the phone's in here. If I left it on the casino floor, it's gone.
We've had a number of people at my Sunday activity say, hey, I left my phone in the bathroom. And if we haven't already had it turned into us by the time they say that,
it's gone.
We basically just say, sorry.
That makes me sad.
You'll never see it again.
Well, that's too bad.
People are not.
I would call.
As a collective.
Even, you know, if I found your phone, of course I would call you.
But we have the numbers right there inside of it.
It would call in your hand. It would ring.
Well, I would email the email address that's underneath your phone number and say, hey, moron.
Hey, ding-a-ling.
I tried to call the number, but the phone rang in my hand. And I have your phone. Reach out to me and we can meet up somewhere and, you know, pretend like we're doing a Facebook deal or something. And
good times.
Yeah, good times. The family of one of the 67 people killed last month when a military helicopter crashed into a passenger jet just outside of Washington, D.C., has filed a $250 million lawsuit against the U.S. government today. The claims were filed against the FAA and the U.S. Army, which was operating the Black Hawk helicopter, by the family of Casey Crafton. Crafton was 40 years old of Salem, Connecticut. He worked for an aviation consulting firm and was returning home from a work trip on the American Airlines plane from Wichita, Kansas. He leaves behind a wife of 16 years and 3 sons. First lawsuit filed so far. They want $250 million. News with Dan Weinbaum comes your way in 2 minutes here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.